Many, many of our listeners have, over the last 2.5 years or so, been following the work of our reporter, Rosie Johnston. Everything from sleepovers in ancient Czech castles to a look at the lives of endangered bees in the Czech countryside. Her letters from Prague and soundcheck lessons are equally unforgettable, as is the verve she's brought to our broadcasts. The bad news, though, for us here at Radio Prague, and for you, the listener, is that she's leaving, which, of course, is good news for her. Rosie joins me in the studio now. You have a brand new project awaiting you in the U.S. Tell us all about it.
All right. Well, I'm leaving to go and work at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Iowa in the United States to start a 2-year project, which is really kind of interesting, gathering the testimony and the memories of Czechs and Slovaks who immigrated from Czechoslovakia, from communist Czechoslovakia in 1948 and 1968 in particular. That will last 2 years, and we want to talk to about 150 people.
And how come it's Iowa that is the focus and the place for this museum?
Well, the Czechs and the Slovaks, who are the focus of all these interviews, actually aren't in Iowa. They're going to be in Chicago and Cleveland, respectively. But I'll be working for the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library, which is based in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And that's just because of history. That's just because of immigration history, especially Czechs in the 19th century immigrated there with the incentive, I suppose, of the Homestead Act, which basically offered immigrants from Europe a bit of farmland. It's a very rural state, Iowa, to this day. And like I said, with this rich history of Czech immigration. And then I suppose in the 1970s, locals who wanted to kind of preserve some of their heritage got together, gathered some of the artifacts, I suppose, that their grandparents had brought over with them. And from that made a museum, which started out quite humbly, but in 1997, got a new building, which was opened by Václav Havel and Bill Clinton, and with a lot of fanfare. So that's where I'm off to.
That sounds like very cool stuff. Now, here you are. You did check at Oxford. You've been with Radio Prague for that 2.5 years or so. Did it help that you are again once leaving for something that will still have, you know, obvious Czech ties?
Absolutely. And Slovak ties, I must hasten to add, not to forget the Slovak element of this work as well. But yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to find in the English-speaking world a job that's so kind of dedicated to Czech. I'm sure I'll still be using the Czech language in America with some of those who emigrated in the last 60 or so years. And yeah, it will be a part of the questions we'll be asking these people will be about their life in communist Czechoslovakia. And that will be really interesting, hopefully, to kind of amass a sort of quite clear picture of the country it was that these people were leaving. Because to the best of our knowledge, there's no such library of such footage that exists, at least in America at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And once the project will come to an end in 2 years, what will we see? What will be the final result there?
Well, this is only the first stage of this project. We would hope to build up a yet more complex map of Czechs and Slovaks over the United States. We're just looking at Chicago and Cleveland right now. And what we're hoping to make is a very comprehensive library of their testimony on video footage. Clearly, a magazine, a National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library magazine dedicated to these people and the stories they've told. And hopefully in the years to come, we want to make exhibitions out of this. And hopefully those exhibitions will be both in Cedar Rapids and Iowa, and maybe here in Prague and maybe in Bratislava.
That sounds fantastic. We wish you the best of luck, Rosie, and we're going to miss you.
Thank